So today I'm going to tell you about a boy just like you who wanted to be able to help people. This boy lived in a beautiful place. It was like a garden. It was so beautiful. Flowers were always blooming and the trees grew strong and there was delicious fruits and vegetables to eat. And even the wildest animals were very friendly in this place. And so the lion, for example, was as gentle as the lambs. And the boy had lots of friends among the animals and lots of playmates and was also surrounded by wise elders who were happy to teach him whatever he wanted to learn, whether it would be where to find the sweetest fruit or where to find the most secret of hidden treasures, like maybe the little nest where the mouse raised her babies. And one day, after an energetic day of exploring, the boy was sitting near one of these wise elders and said aloud, "It's so pleasant and so happy here. Is it like this everywhere?" And the elder said, "Well, no, actually, it's not like this everywhere. I can think of one place in particular where the land is barren and the wind blows so strong that the few trees that can even survive are very twisted and bent over." The boy thought about that for a minute. He said, "Well, could that place become beautiful? Is it possible for it to be beautiful there?" And the elder said, "Certainly it is possible, and the people there are working hard to try to make it beautiful." And the boy said, "I would like to help. I would like to take some seeds from this beautiful, happy place full of flowers and lots of growing things, some of which we can eat. I'd like to take seeds to that place." And the elder said, "Well, it's far away, and the journey would be hard. You'd have to be strong, but you can go if you want to. Just remember that you might have to come back before you accomplish everything that you set out to do. And whenever you come home, of course, you're always welcome back here." And so the boy went about gathering seeds from the fruit plants and the vegetable plants and grains and everything he could find that he wanted to share with those people far away. And he put all those seeds into a package and made sure that it was waterproof, and he set out. The first part of his journey was a long, long, long walk across the land, and he had lots of adventures, and finally he came to the shore. He knew he was going to have to get across the ocean because that's what he had been told. And so it happened that he arrived there at a very stormy time of year. The winds were strong, the waves were strong. He felt kind of nervous, and he said, "You know, maybe I should just wait until the conditions are better. I should wait and go at another time." But when he said that, he began to hear murmurings from the seeds in his package. And the seeds said, "We have to get where we're going. There's a certain time of year that we need to be planted in the ground if we're going to grow and thrive and do well. We need to get there." And so the boy gathered his courage and he found a boat and he pushed it into the waves and he began to paddle. He paddled through the waves and through the storm, and he was making progress. It was hard going. And then all of a sudden one of his oars broke in half. So then he only had one to paddle with, and he kept going. But then a big wave came and washed away his paddle. So then he had nothing, and he just had to sit there and count on the currents and the winds to take him where he needed to go. And he realized that, in fact, that was working. He was getting near to his destination because he began to be able to see the land in the distance, and he got closer and closer. But then something changed. The wind changed or the current changed, and his boat started to go away from the land. Well, he didn't want to miss his chance, so at this point he took his pack and he dove into the water and he started to swim. Water was cold and he had to swim hard. But to his surprise, instead of feeling colder and colder, he started feeling warmer and warmer. Instead of feeling more and more tired, he felt more and more energetic. And he looked up and he saw what looked like a horse and rider ahead of him in the waves. That horse was sort of the color of the sea foam, and its mane curved and curled like the crest of a wave. And he followed the light of that horse and rider until they brought him all the way safely to the shore. And at that point he realized, "Ah, that was St. Michael guiding me on my way and helping me stay strong." So on the beach, he rested a little, and then he stood up and looked around and saw the only way off the beach was to follow a path up a really steep cliff. And so he started to climb. He got halfway up, and he got so tired and discouraged, he thought, "Oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm just going to have to give up and go back." But then he started hearing voices at the top of the cliff. There was a door up there, and he could hear voices coming from the other side of the door. So he gathered his strength and courage once more. He made it to the top. He knocked on the door, and when it opened, he saw that he had arrived at his destination. It was a wind-swept place where hardly anything was growing. But there were some people there who were so excited to see him, and they said, "Come to our house. We know that you must be tired. You want to rest. You probably want to take a bath. You want to eat something." "Yes," said the boy, "that would be wonderful. And when I've done all those things, I want to plant seeds. I brought all kinds of wonderful seeds." And the people said, "Fantastic. We can't wait to help you. It's going to be really great." And that's what they did. Together they worked day after day, finding the right place to cultivate the ground and plant the seeds and learning how to protect them and help them grow, giving them just the right amount of water. And so the boy made lots of friends and worked happily. And by the time he left that place, there were happy gardens thriving everywhere. Now today, you're going to have the chance with your trick-or-treat for UNICEF boxes to gather money that's going to help people in distant places, children especially, to have better food, better education, better medicine and health, and better water to drink. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer asking God to bless our efforts. Gracious God, as we trick-or-treat for UNICEF today, we thank you for the opportunity to help other people. And we pray that our gifts might translate into growth and happiness for friends across the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.